Yes, he could have his pick of these women. But he knew what they wanted. To date Smith Sullivan. And as the past couple of years had ticked by, part of him had begun to wonder if he would ever find a woman who not only meant something beyond a few hot hours between the sheets, but who also wanted him for more than his fame. Of course, Smith was still a man. A very sensual man, who adored women of all shapes and sizes. Which meant that even though he knew a few nights of hot sex didn't add up to much in the long run, Smith would never be immune to beautiful women. More specifically, he thought, as Valentina Landon walked past in a thick, long wool coat to fight the early morning chill, her eyebrows raised as she took in the women gathered and giggling around him, he was drawn to one woman in particular. "Valentina," he said, with the intention of making her stop in her tracks. She turned to look at him without the slightest bit of flirtatiousness that the 24 women he'd just been speaking to had been pouring all over him.
"Yes."
"Do you and Tatiana have everything you need this morning?" "Everything's perfectly in order, thank you," she said in a crisp voice. "Do you need anything from us before filming begins in..." She looked at the slim watch on her wrist. "An hour?"
"Just to let me know if you or Tatiana have any problems or need anything from me at all."
She nodded, her pretty mouth softening slightly as she said,
"Thanks, we will."
Unfortunately, just then her gaze caught on the clump of telephone numbers that had been pressed into his hand, and her eyes narrowed in disgust. And yet, even with her lips pressed together in clear disapproval as she walked away, she was beautiful. Smith turned back to his fans and thanked them for all their support one more time before heading back to the trailer that was doubling as his office during filming. Dumping the women's numbers on his desk without giving them a second thought, he grabbed his script and laptop and walked back out. He was just sitting down in the makeup trailer as his phone buzzed, alerting him to a lighting issue that needed to be worked out before filming could begin. It was just the beginning of what would be an incredibly busy day, on a set that was all his this time. And as Smith dealt with the first problem of what would surely be many before the day was through, he knew he wouldn't want to trade his career for any other. Not for the beauty of his brother Marcus's winery in Napa Valley, not for the thrill of Ryan's World Series wins pitching for the Hawks, not for the speed of Zach's race cars. Smith couldn't wait to begin filming Gravity. The young woman in the middle of the sidewalk was utterly beautiful, and yet the way she moved, dressed, wore her hair with pink streaks, her makeup artfully smudged and dark around her eyes, gave her away in an instant as an overwhelmed early 20-something on her own in a big city for the first time. With wide eyes, she took in San Francisco, the buildings, the traffic, the people rushing all around her, the fog that was rolling in from the bay. For a moment, her mouth almost curved into a smile, but a flash of something that looked too much like fear held that smile back from her full lips. A stray dog skittered over her cheap red plastic boots, and the longing on the girl's face as she squatted to reach out to the mangy animal was almost painful. Instead of coming toward her open hand, the dirty little dog turned and ran as fast as it could in the other direction. Big green eyes suddenly filled with the slightest sheen of tears, then were blinked away just as quickly. It was impossible not to wish for her to find happiness and love and everything else she'd come to San Francisco to find. Down the street, a businessman dressed in a dark suit, impeccably tailored and very, very expensive, was talking on a phone and moving fast, faster than anyone else on the sidewalk. His conversation held his complete attention, his expression forbidding as he issued directives one after another in a hard voice. Everything about him spoke to his power, and to just how closed off his heart was. Fury crossed the man's face a beat before he spoke loudly.